This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hour number 5, the Power Hour, one sleep away here in the G-Bag Nation from Rangers opening day, your World Series defending champions. We're going to be out there, center field, 200 level, partying with you, the Tolos, as soon as those doors open. It's going to be unbelievable. I can't wait. I think we're going to have chills the entire 4 hours leading up to pregame with Jared Sandler and Matt Hicks and Eric Nadell and all the special guests. I mean, we're already loaded for tomorrow. We might be able to get Carl Ravitch of ESPN. We're going to have Chris Young, CY himself, on. Mike Bacsik's going to hop on with us. Our buddy Jim Cochran, who was going to tell us all about the new elements at Globe Life Field. We're even going to have Casey Rapp, longtime Tolo, yeah, who runs all the food there, to tell us about some of the new delicious items that they've got. So it's going to be awesome. You never know. It's a who's who. I mean, we're going to be hanging out. Maybe we can pop anybody on at any moment. But it's Rangers euphoria right now. Like, we're finally ready to go run it back and defend our damn championship.
It's a banners and beers thirsty opening day Thursday for your champions. My gosh, dude.
Let's go.
This is going to be awesome. I can't wait to see all the new signage and the championship team being honored all throughout Globe Life Field. And obviously all the concession items are just going to be off the chain. We're going to have to do our best to try as many of those tomorrow as possible. Food reviews galore. It is just going to be, it's going to be such a special day tomorrow, dude. I imagine those parking lots are going to just be a ruckus.
I know. I've already had Tolos reach out like, hey, man, we're going to be pregame then. Texas Live, you're going to be joining us before the show.
I will leave the broadcast position to go have some brews with the Tolos at Texas Live. Like, I know, man. Broadus will too. Broadus is trying to find a way to bring some contraband in there.
It's very, very tempting. It is very, very tempting. I don't, you know, it's just, it's the father guilt. You know that well. It's like, do I leave the hospital early to get some pregame going with the Tolos? I don't know. I probably am not going to, but you never know. I'm definitely down to get a little drinky poo with you once we get off the air and start the show, or maybe during the show.
Who's going to shed a tear, you think, when that banner gets dropped? Because I don't believe the banner's being raised. I believe it's being...
It gets dropped.
It gets dropped and not raised up like a flag might.
75 people are going to drop it for you is what's going to happen. They're all up there in the rafters. That's how big it is.
It's big now.
Yeah, it's 20. It's 20
feet by 30 feet.
Do you think they still have like people that are up there holding it and then they drop it? They don't have machines that can do this now?
I think there's a button that you press, the championship banner button. It's there, and they'll get to make use of it tomorrow.
Who gets to be the button
pusher? Gosh, I want to be the button pusher on that.
The Cowboys haven't seen this button pusher in a long time.
I don't think they have one at AT&T Stadium.
No, when the Cowboys did in the 90s, you were right. You had people holding it, and then you dropped it. Now in 2024 for the Rangers. And the
AI's taking over,
I think it's a drop situation.
Still, maybe it is. Maybe you're just right.
A human being drop?
An unrolling, I think, is what it's going to be.
But seriously, though, Any no Sean Marino tears going to be shed? Yeah, tomorrow? Manly championship tears?
I think it's very possible.
Banner tears?
I would not be surprised if I get a little chill. I mean, I know the chills. I mean, I told you when I watched that Josh Spores final out video that they posted on the Rangers Twitter.
You said you were thankful you had an extra pair of underwear in your bag.
Yeah, it was emotional. It really was. So I think tomorrow it's going to be the same thing. In fact, like, I know typically we would go straight. We'd beeline to the car, drop our bags off.
Yeah.
I'm not messing with that stuff. I'm going to keep my bag. I'm going to find a spot. And I don't want to possibly miss anything.
No, no, you can't. As soon as the broadcast is over for us at 6 o'clock, it's going to be the banner will be dropping shortly thereafter.
We don't have time to mess with this.
Be Wade Bowen belting out the anthem.
The national anthem. I can't wait. 877-881-1053. Let us know if you're going out there. So some of the news that we've got, this was good news on Max Scherzer. Buster Olney, some of the other Rangers beat writers. Scherzer's progressing well.
Buster Olney's a beat writer for us?
Some of the other Rangers beat writers. But Buster Olney also put this out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Olney, Texas is named after him.
It's very true. Huh. Buster Olney.
Show some respect.
His family. I thought Buster Olney was like writing for .com for us now, the way you described it.
Well, ESPN. I mean, he is one of their top insiders. Huh. But Chris Young saying that Max Scherzer won't be placed on the 60-day IL would suggest a possible return in May.
Yeah, they've been hinting at that. Like Bochy came a while back and was like June, and then it's like whispers are maybe even May. I just wonder, and I know like KNC was talking about this today. It's obviously exciting the moment we can get Max Scherzer back, and you're going to want him sooner than later. But like how much are you able to depend on him before something else flares up? You know, like how much that's
my scaring thing. You know what?
How much does he still have in the arsenal, knowing that you want him most in October?
Right.
But can he get from June to October relatively unscathed? I don't believe so.
Well, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But you can't. I mean, you're not going to not pitch him.
You're going to have to. Yeah, no, you're going to have to pitch him for sure.
It's just something where at 39 years old, he's older. There's always going to be that risk. There'll always be that risk with DeGrom. But, hell, there's a risk with Dane Dunning going out there every day. So, like, yeah, I mean, it's probable that maybe he doesn't make it from May to October and he has a 10-day IL stint. But it's kind of the game that you're playing here. You're paying him a ton of money and you'd rather have him out there for as long as you can than not have him.
Kind of hope he has that Tyron Smith career.
You just only pitch him on game day.
Well, he just goes
otherwise,
out there.
He's not throwing any.
He goes out there and he kind of just he gets beyond expectations. You know, I'm just in between innings. He's warming up and you're like watching him, and all of a sudden he gets back tightness, and you're like going, "Oh damn, here we go."
940 says, "Give me Max later than sooner." And yeah. I get that. I totally get that. I just don't think the Rangers are going to be afforded that. He's not going to be the type of guy you can load manage.
You're paying a guy that amount of money. You got to play him.
You're going to want him back as quickly as possible. And just like the status of the rotation and who knows where it is health-wise once you get to end of May, early June. But even if it is peak health, you're still, I mean, there's a clear void in there that you're going to need Scherzer. Definitely. Obviously, you want him in October, but you're probably going to need him well before that, and hopefully the wheels don't fall off by the time September rolls around.
No, and hell, last year.
Would you take this? Would you take him pitching until the others come back and then the wheels fall off?
If I'm getting peak Max Scherzer, where it's like every time he's going out
every
there,
time you're,
I know I'm winning the game.
And then your guys are coming back, but when they all come back, the wheels fall off.
Yeah, like
you taking that?
August hits and Scherzer's.
You know, I take the wheels not falling off, Brian. All right, I don't need to have this kind of negative attitude.
No, I'm just asking.
No, I understand the realistic nature in which you're discussing hypotheticals here. Yeah. I'm with you on this, and it hurts.
I think
hurts
you're
going to
need him. I think you're going to need him.
You're going to need the best version of
Max
Scherzer.
You're going to need him
from June through August. You are absolutely going to need him, and if that means no September, no October.
Yeah.
Scherzer, as much as that hurts.
He's carried the load until you get the other ones back.
Exactly.
Maybe September. You go ahead and take 2 weeks off, then we'll have you back for October.
I'm with you, man. I understand you're like your Ranger homerism going on right now, and I appreciate it.
We gotta have.
I know that, but you know what? You also have to be a little bit of a realist here, though, don't you?
Yeah, and I said the likelihood of it happening. He probably has a 10-day IL stint from the time that he comes back in October.
And I hope it doesn't happen. But man, if he could pitch until be a bridge till the other guys and continue to pitch, great. But if not, I need you to pitch.
We need you to pitch. And good luck telling him he's not pitching. That dude ain't going to take no.
Well, that game, he took himself out. The back was bad.
Yeah, I mean, if he physically can't do if he physically can, he's going out there. You're not getting the ball from him.
254, been attending opening day for every year for the past 12 years. Super excited for tomorrow. Most anxious opening day ever. Let's go Rangers.
Let's go Rangers. If I see Alberia, let's go. We'll be we won't be outside. We'll be inside the stadium, 200 section center field. So come on by, say what's up. This was surprising, though.
Chris
Young.
I heard
it's a new picnic area out there, though. We might not be there. We might not be in that area.
That's what we were told. We were told we're going to be at the same center field location.
Oh, yeah. They made it a picnic. They put turf down over there and put picnic tables.
That could be cool. They pimped it. Yeah. Looks like a brewery. I didn't know if we were going to be table hangout. Maybe good.
All right.
Check us out.
Hell yeah. That could be fun to check out. Chris Young, though, saying Justin Foscue optioned to AAA. He did not make the opening day roster. CY saying he's very close to being a high-quality major league hitter. Really, this was more of a numbers game.
Yeah,
it's hard having a young player come off the bench. He may be better off going to AAA. He also said that Foscue opened our eyes in terms of how MLB ready he is this spring, but he also wanted to give Jared Walsh a runway to see what they have in him. And obviously, I think a lot of that has to do with the Nathaniel Lowe injury.
You tell me all the time that him and Lowe are the same dude.
Walsh?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so if Nathaniel Lowe was not hurt,
right,
I think probably Foscue has that spot. It would be my guess.
Hmm.
But because he is, Walsh will basically fill Lowe's role.
Gotcha.
Until he comes back. And then after that, we'll see. We'll see what they decide to do with Jared Walsh. But it was good to see Jared Walsh kind of find his bat again after he was struggling this spring. So those are some of the interesting notes from the 40-man roster. Now, Leiter and Foscue, they're going to start at AAA. Sebastian Walcott, Anthony Gutierrez, and Brock Porter are going to start at High A Hickory for the Rangers. And then Michael Lorenzen and Jonathan Hernandez are going to start the season on the IL. CY saying that Lorenzen is not quite there. They said he looks great, but it wouldn't be responsible to throw him right away in a big league game. And as I mentioned with Walsh, he's making the club, so is Jonathan Urania, along with Jacob Latz and Yeri Rodriguez. They have both made the roster. So there is some of the nuggets from that. One of the other things, I thought this was fun. Morning News put together a Texas Rangers roundtable. I want to ask you these questions. The Rangers have some pretty big bats and names in their lineup. Which unsung hero will be crucial to another postseason berth, Brian Broaddus? Which name would you throw out there from this Rangers lineup?
Man, that's a great question. I kind of feel like, though, that Josh Young.
Yep, okay.
I think Josh Young, when you start to talk about there's the young players, it seems like initially we were always kind of talking about Josh Young, and now it's almost like we're acting like he's this veteran player, that he's been here for 10 years playing third base. But defensively, what he can bring you, and then also what he can bring you at the plate, when he gets hot, he could be a key cog into what you're trying to do. So I'm gonna say that's kind of a guy that I would be focusing on right now.
You and Kalishaw would agree. That's who Kalishaw put there.
Damn. Josh Young. Can I change mine?
No.
Oh, what?
Evan Grant went Leody Taveras.
Your team Kalishaw.
Yeah, how about this? Our guy Sean McFarland.
That's your captain.
McFarland also went Josh Young.
Oh, did he? Okay.
What was the question? What was the question here? I'm sorry. I was texting back with Tolas on
Yeah, no, it's all good.
Fantastic.
Rangers have some pretty big bats and names in their lineup. Which unsung hero will be crucial to another postseason berth? So I'd probably say like that would take out Seager, Simeon, Garcia.
Give me Jonah Heim.
I like the Jonah Heim pick as well.
The hammer.
Yep, Jonah Heim's fantastic. I think I'll throw another one out there, especially just early in the season. And he's a guy that was so damn good for a stretch last year.
Oh, yes.
So they're going to need Leody Taveras.
Oh, I thought you were going to go Ezekiel Durant.
I love Ezekiel Durant, too, and he's a name that I considered. But I
think he's got the best aesthetic on the team, by the way.
He does. Zeke looks like a badass.
Yes.
The way that he just, like, yes, he does.
If
he
I
does.
Could just...
The
if
sunglasses.
Yes.
The chain.
The beard.
Yeah, Zeke's he does. He looks
oozing,
the part.
Oozing swagger.
He does. Okay, one of the big three hitters, Garcia, Seager, Simeon. Which will have the best year and why?
Okay, repeat the question one more time.
Have the big three hitters.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I can't get. I'm just thinking about Ezekiel Duran right now, dude.
Bomby, Adolis Garcia,
over there?
Corey Seager, and Marcus Simeon.
Yeah.
Which will have the best year and why?
Well, it's Corey Seager because it's Corey Bleepin Seager. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much, it starts and ends with Corey. Nothing against Marcus Simeon and Adolis Garcia, but we know Mr. Consistent.
Yeah.
The C in Corey Seager stands for consistent champion, and that's what you're going to get day in, day out. So even off the missing spring training, all that stuff, like, it's just, he's a dude that supersedes that. Mm-hmm. And so it's Seager 10 out of 10.
Seager, he sees the ball best out of everybody in that group.
Yeah. I'm also going to say that Corey Seager, and he's not getting any votes, and I've got some of the national predictions. Corey Seager's going to win the AL MVP award this year. He was runner-up last year.
Mm-hmm.
He had two different stints on the IL. Now you have the opportunity with some of the depth that you have to go ahead and maybe DH him and not play him at shortstop. I think Seager is going to go ahead and win the MVP this year. Everyone's going Juan Soto. He's a sexy pick. Maybe Yordan Alvarez, who also has some injury issues at times with the Astros. Corey Seager's getting it done this year, boys.
I'm looking right now. Aaron Judge.
Yeah, Aaron Judge.
Has the best odds.
Injury issues.
Right, injury issues. Then it's Juan Soto. Then it's Julio Rodriguez.
Julio Rodriguez,
and
yeah.
J-Rod, hey.
Which is fair.
J-Rod, I could understand that and see that as well.
He's actually tied with Seager. Okay. In turn, with the fourth best odds to win AL MVP.
If I'm a betting man, I like both of those. I like the Seager J-Rod odds.
I do. And you mentioned Yordan Alvarez. I mean, he Adley can go Rutschman bleep himself. But
they're going to be a good team.
Adley Rutschman's got an opportunity.
And the Orioles.
Yeah, Adley does. Yeah. Adley does have an opportunity. I mean, there's some good players, but just the fact that he was a runner-up last year, I'm like, what the hell? I don't know why Corey Seager's not getting more love. Okay, how about this question? Which Rangers outfielder will win AL Rookie of the Year? Are you going Carter or Bankford? One of them is going to win it.
Yeah.
Jackson Holliday now not starting the season at the big league, which a lot of Orioles people are really ticked off about, and understandably so. I think it just opens the door now for Carter or Langford, unless something terrible happens, knock on wood. One of them is going to get this award.
Yeah, I mean, how crazy it is that you're the world champions and you have not only one, but two of the highest odds for Rookie of the Year on your team. Like,
yeah.
That is crazy.
Very Dodger-like.
I'm going to go. We probably are not giving the credit to Evan Carter for what he
That's
really,
what I was
going to really
go with.
Deserves,
I'm glad that you said that, because I do think he's been a little overshadowed here.
Yeah, but chicks dig the dong ball, man.
And so maybe voters do, too.
If Wyatt Langford's going to be packing the type of power that he's shown, that is just the sexier highlight reel, sports center.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that becomes more of a national conversation than great plate discipline.
I'm going to take Carter in this one because I do feel like he's kind of flying under the radar here. And I think there's all eyes are on both, but I think even more with Langford. To me, the plate discipline that Carter has, you know, I just feel
it's legendary.
Yeah, I feel like that he'll find ways to get on base. He'll be selective in the pitches he hits. And I think he'll, you know, the fact that he's played, he's had that experience in big games, you know, to me, I think there's so much going for him right now. But Langford
is the pressure's kind of off him, as you've mentioned. The presence of Langford is kind of taking the pressure off Carter a little
bit.
And
especially if Langford does get hot. You know, say they're both, you know, they're both trending in the right direction. The focus will be on Langford.
Yes.
And Carter will quietly go take batting practice and go make a couple plays in the field.
I was going to say.
And then he'll go, you know, 2-for-4 every night or, you know, 2-for-3 every night, you know, with a walk and that. So I kind of feel like that. And you'll see some defensive plays with him out there in the outfield.
Right.
See,
right.
I think that's what might tilt it in his favor.
That will draw.
He's going to need some of that.
Yeah, I think when you, some of the home run robberies, some of the the throwouts that I don't know
the
that you'll see.
The putouts he has, the catches in front of the garage.
Yeah, I think that might end up tilting
Park.
It. Because I think both of them, I mean, have the opportunity, and it's crazy to be over 300 hitters. I mean, Evan Carter has already done that. He was 306 after he got called up, and he was a 300 hitter in the postseason. Langford's got an opportunity with how excited we are about his bat to do that as well. But I think the defense might be why I'd lean Evan Carter.
Mm-hmm.
But how amazing is it we're having that debate?
I know it's truly phenomenal. We're pinching ourselves left and right here, and
so
I cannot
great.
Wait. Like it is crazy considering all that the Rangers have done over the last 6 months, and the thing we're most excited about is the rookie.
I know.
Wyatt Langford.
It's crazy. The pick from ESPN to win the AL West is indeed the Houston Astros. They got 14 votes among their writers. The Rangers got 8. The Mariners got 4. How will the Rangers beat the Astros? They write, the Astros are actually in a similar boat to the Rangers in terms of injuries battling in their rotation. For Texas, Scherzer's expected to be out until maybe June. Malley until July. DeGrom until August. Houston should get Justin Verlander back soon. Jose Urquidy out until at least May. McCullers and Garcia won't return until midseason, which leaves the lineups and gloves. And as far as Houston is, the Astros remain a very good baseball team. But no lineup in the AL can match the Rangers, and their defense last postseason was immaculate.
Yeah.
You add in Seattle, and the AL West is going to be a whale of a division. They do have the Rangers making the playoffs as a wild card. They are picking the Orioles to to represent the American League in the World Series. So we'll see. Hopefully the Rangers can run this thing back. That's our pick to Clay. But there's around the bases. Shall we hodgepodge it next, my friend?
We should, but first I need to acknowledge the 512. It says they're going to the game tomorrow, Texas Live, starting at about 3 p.m. Mm. Nice and liquored up to ball my eyes out on the banner drop.
Well, hey, come find us, and we can ball our eyes out together. Maybe bring us over a shot ski. We'll take that all.
Sure.
Celebrate the World Series win and get ready to toast to 2024 and a repeat champion.
All right, we have a bulging weenus update, and the Astros are unveiling a new mural at Minute Maid Park. What is the mural of, but wrong answers only at 877-881-1053? That's next here in the nation.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, the Astros are unveiling a new mural at Minute Maid Park.
Big trash can?
What is that mural going to be? Wrong answers only. 877-881-1053.
Big glad bag.
For clarification's sake, yes, 940. The Astros, yeah, the same Astros team that lost to their minor league affiliate yesterday. Absolutely. That is the same Astros that we are discussing. 469.
Losers.
And 817 saying it'll be a trash can being unveiled.
There you go.
I believe that'll be a common theme here. The 972 says it'll be unveiling of Evan Carter's catch.
At the garage.
My guess was it'll be just Adolis Garcia, you know, the mayor of Houston.
Yes.
And they'll just go ahead and immortalize him with a big old mural.
Yes, dude, the House of Bombay.
Yeah, the House of Bombay built.
They should. It should absolutely be that. I like that a lot. Let's see. It'll be just a bunch of sad astronauts in Game 7. Remember the, astronauts that showed up?
Yes.
Great callback, 817. I think that would be even better than the trash can. The sad grown-up adult fans who are sitting there in full astronaut gear. That was such an amazing look. I need to go dig up some of those pictures and just soak that in.
Maybe like the Rangers team picture they took on their field afterwards after
the
they clinched.
ALCS championship.
Yeah, just
that'd be awesome.
Ranger team picture mural.
903, the Adolis cartwheel.
Yes, that'd be good. The AOS champions banner from the 817, and then Corey Seager. I guess we'll never know.
Oh, that would be great. If it's just that quote, I guess we'll never know. And then it's dash Corey Seager.
Man.
682, Jose Altuve's tattoo that he was so focused on hiding in 2017.
Oh, yeah. There's some buzzers.
Yeah, the nipple buzzers.
Little nip buzz.
I think that would be apropos.
I don't know, man. Do you think he murdered us, though, man, didn't he?
Oh, he always does.
Settle
I
down.
Mean, I know, but I know, seriously, as I know we're having fun right now, but honestly, every time he came to the plate, I didn't even want to look.
Yeah, the
I would look down.
He does own Globe Life Field. He does, much like Adolis Garcia.
I put my hands.
Park. Well, you listened to the game, so you didn't even cover your eyes. You were just putting your index fingers into your ear holes and saying, "Nope, I'm not going to listen to Matt Hicks and Eric Nadell and Jared Sandler tell me that Altuve just got on second base again."
Every time
214. Think Sesame Street. Okay, so we're the Astros are unveiling a new mural at Minute Maid Park. What is that mural going to be of? Wrong answers only. 214. Think Sesame Street, but instead of Oscar the Grouch in the trash can, it's Altuve.
Yes.
And I like a shirtless Altuve with the nipple buzzers.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's a lot that you can play with here.
That's very good.
Or just simply guess we'll never know. You know, from the 337. Appreciate that. Man. There's a couple of these that I cannot read. You almost got me on a couple of those.
Yeah.
But the Oscar the Grouch one, we'll go ahead and say that's the winner to this point with Altuve in the trash can instead of Oscar. I think that's pretty strong. We do need to give a Jaden Daniels bulging weenus update. We discussed it earlier. The Heisman Trophy winner, the LSU Tiger, Broadus's guy, potentially a quarterback that'll be playing right here in this division if he's the second overall pick to the Washington Commanders. There was a photo that was tweeted out by Ian Rappaport today of Jaden Daniels at LSU throwing a football, and it's kind of a close-up shot, and it's gone viral because you can see on his right throwing arm, his elbow, it looks like the weirdest elbow you've ever seen. You have the elbow bone, it's sticking out at least an inch, if not more, like sticking out further than the normal elbow does. And then the forearm connects. It seems like there was a mistake when he was being built.
Yes.
And so we're all trying to figure out what the deal is with this. Some people have texted in, some Tolos have texted in that they have this, they were born with it. It is like a chronic thing, but it is not a painful thing. Mm. Another dude texted in saying his son has it, but it's because his son had broken his arm in a way that forced that. So I don't know. I guess it's more common than we had originally imagined.
I think Peyton Manning had one. He had a bursar sac problem. Yeah.
See, and we were always too caught up with the size of his forehead to even notice the bulging weenus in his
taint
forearm.
Situation.
Yeah, that's true. There was that. But I see here an MD on Twitter saying Jaden Daniels appears to be dealing with a particular type of bursitis of his right throwing elbow.
Yeah.
This is an inflammation of the bursa, which is a sac that is usually empty and is there to protect the bone underneath. We have them in several joints, including the elbow and the knee. So banging your elbow against a hard surface often results in inflammation of the bursa, causing the body to fill it with fluid. So protective mechanism to prevent fracturing the bone underneath. Very common, the doctor says. More annoying than concerning. So maybe, it doesn't seem to have hindered him in any way.
No, I mean, I never noticed him like, oh, my elbow, you know, watching the tape. But he did get de-cleated a few times.
Oh, gosh, he got crushed a bunch.
Oh, I mean, that's the biggest thing going into the NFL. Like, he's got to dart out of bounds.
He'll figure it out.
Just get down. Just dart out of bounds.
It's the best sports analysis I've ever heard. Nate Tice of The Athletic saying that Jaden Daniels plays like he's got a little Johnny Knoxville to his game. Because he is a fearless jackass level attempter of things that he will do.
He's a stuntman out there.
Yes. And he gets hit cartoonishly hard.
He
and
does.
His build allows for him to, when he gets hit, he gets sent flying.
Remember those old GIFs where like somebody got hit and then they go flying off the screen? Was that for a while there? Flying off.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Even when he tries to get out of bounds, he
He's just a magnet for getting smacked.
He gets smacked
on the sideline.
Yes, but I think he's trying to cut back. I really do. Oh, yeah. It's just a weird look.
He's got some. I'll tell you what.
That's
though.
Concerning for me.
Like, that's so elusive.
It's
though.
Funny, but it's concerning. Yeah. Like the shelf life of a guy like that, just taking those types of hits, can't bode well.
Yeah.
The 817 just said, wow, dude, I just saw that picture. What did I just look at? That is insane of the elbow. Yeah, if you haven't seen it, it's worth a googly doogly there.
Yeah, the best way I can describe it for me is Pride Rock from The Lion King.
Or as Gavin Dawson says, an elboner.
Yeah, the elboner too. That works.
Definitely a bulging weenus situation. I'm glad we were able to address it here through a medical professional. 469, the Trash Rose will unveil a mural of Chaz McCormick's bruised leg after the Chapman fastball.
That's well done. Yes.
Okay, we have a new leader in the clubhouse. Nice work, 469.
Well done there.
Yeah, that is. That's clever.
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh living in an RV. Why was I not surprised? Why was I not surprised
that
Jim Harbaugh
finds a home?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. The Ann Arbor man now taking on Los Angeles, and he had to get there quickly. And it's tough to just dial up a roof over the head. So apparently at the NFL owners meetings, you've had Jim Harbaugh revealing to the world that he's been living in an RV after taking the Chargers job. And he's just waiting sort of for the dust to settle to get his family out there. Remember, they had the garage sale in Ann Arbor.
So he's by himself.
He was probably not there. You know, his family's still living in Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
And so he's going by himself to Los Angeles for these last couple of months. And
probably not his dream. He said that's what he wanted to do.
Let me tell you what, man. There are like million-dollar buses. Trust me, my days of traveling around with with racing teams, there are some buses that are like, I've been on there like, holy jeez. Like,
damn, I'd like to get a piece of that bus.
It'd be better than living in an apartment or a hotel.
I want to get all up in that bus.
Yeah.
Well, he says in the RV world, I'm not as fancy. He calls it a Ford Motor Coach is what he's got. He says it hits me just right. He says it's been awesome. It's been really good.
So he didn't have a Prevost or anything like that, right?
I don't believe so.
Yeah. Okay.
But he says it's a good time to think. It's just been great, he said. Added when admitting Roman's RV is more impressive than his own, and that's Greg Roman, his offensive coordinator, who is also living in an RV 100 feet away from Harbaugh's RV. So they're RV bros.
Are they pulled up at the facility? I wonder where we got these things parked. Because we're gonna need power, unless we got the generators, which I'm sure he does. But I wonder if he's just like hanging out at the charger in the lot, the player lot, in these buses.
and you
go inside, take a shower, and that kind of stuff. I'm sure he's got a nice shower on his bus.
He's gotta have a nice shower.
I tell you what would be cool though. The great thing about having a bus is the ability to walk outside and throw down lawn chairs and just start cooking. Pull out the grills and man, that is the best time just sitting. Some of the best times I've ever had, like in the competitor lot and racing. These drivers and the crews and all that, they got all this food. It's just a real party out there. I'm sure Harbaugh's not partying like I did, but I used to throw like crawfish boils, shrimp boils. You get everybody hanging out.
That's a great time, man.
Yeah, because you're a clubhouse guy.
I'm a clubhouse guy.
Glue guy.
Harbaugh first dropped the RV idea when he was hired by the Chargers in January, saying he wanted to live in a trailer park down by the water or near, he's got a little Jeff Foley in him.
Yeah.
Or near Disneyland. So his brother-in-law helped him make that dream a reality, driving the RV to Southern California this winter. But he says, quote, now that's coming to an end, though, happily coming to an end, even though he likes the RV, but his family's coming to California. So they're all here on this trip. We're all going to California together. We'll be moving into our rental house, and that's going to be even better. So
that's why he's saying no more RV life.
I don't see exactly where this RV ended up. I don't know how far from the facility. Did he want to be near the water? Did he want to be by Disneyland? Is he hopping off a crazy roller coaster ride and then just walking right back to his RV? I don't know.
I would say he's probably parked near the facility would be my guess. He didn't have to deal with traffic and all that stuff. I'm sure he's got a car. The Chargers probably gave him a car. So he pulls the car up next to Yeah, they, I bet you they got the RV for
if
him,
they
too.
Want, I mean, if he had asked for it, I guess his brother helped him do it. But, man, I bet they would have.
Maybe he drove the RV. Maybe the RV was... Did you get butt cracked?
No, I just accidentally referred to Matt Foley as Jeff Foley. Oh. The man who lives in a van down by the river.
Yeah,
that was Matt Foley.
I knew who you meant,
Thank
though.
You, 682. Yeah, no,
in
I...
In a van 100%. Down by the river.
Yeah.
Foley is all you needed to know,
you like
right?
Rolling doobies? Yeah, Foley's all you need.
Yeah, Foley's
first name.
Yeah, but I can't limp in with Jeff when it's Matt.
Yeah.
You know, I need to show more respect than that.
Everybody knew what you were trying to do.
Matt. It was not Jeff. Yeah. You looked more like a Matt than a Jeff. I might have gotten... I don't know if this is a ball sagging or not, honestly. No.
Be Chris careful, Farley's dude. Nice, man. Met
be
him.
Careful.
It's hilarious.
I care about you.
But it's one of these like aggregate football accounts. So they kind of just take everything and run with it. But it's too funny. You're going to love it.
Oh, no.
Kirk Cousins had to tell his center to change his pants after seeing some questionable brown stains when taking snaps. Quote, change your pants, Kirk had to tell them.
Check your panties.
Check your panties. I hope that's real.
Is this his new Falcons center? Like, he's already
this
up under that butt?
This was back with the Vikings.
Okay, so this is a throwback. So I'm like, wow, dude, if he's already up under the center's butt of Atlanta, that's getting right to it,
man. Who was the Viking center? Was it like Bradbury? Gary Bradbury? Was that his name?
Might be.
See how much of a football guy I am. Is Garrett Bradbury the football
56,
center?
56, I think he wears number 56.
It is. Yeah. Football guy of the day.
Yeah, do that. There you go. Yeah, that's
it does,
me.
It does feel good.
That's me. Yeah. Woo.
You do said that. His name was Garrett Brad Dingleberry?
Well, he did in this situation.
How about the quarterback telling you to you change your pants? That's bad, huh? You have some awareness,
I'll
right?
I'll be vulnerable.
Dude, the smell factor is pretty bad there, too, for a QB.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because these guys like to lick their fingers before every snap, right, to get the grip on the ball.
Yeah, the bacteria. It's real.
Yeah.
Yeah, these centers need to be more careful. I have no problem with Kirk Cousins calling his guy out for that.
I don't either.
You know? No, me either. Yeah. I'm sure Troy Aikman's had to do that a time or two before.
But I also don't have a problem with Kirk, you know, if he was okay with it and he was just rocking with it, you know. That's just team as for some, that could be just a bonding experience, you know, just making sure that locker room is as tightly knitted as possible.
Oh, goodness gracious. Rangers just tweeted out the paint on the field opening week. Oh, it looks so good.
It's gorgeous, man.
Wish we could just put like World Series on there one more time, too. I do kind of wish seeing the World Series logos.
Hey, congratulations to Michigan men's basketball. I knew they made a good hire when they brought in Dusty May, but I know now even more.
Wait, what the hell happened to Juwan Howard?
Well, he got bleep
like
canned.
8-21.
Slap somebody again?
No, they were awful.
It wasn't a slap. It was a mush.
Okay.
They're but awful. No, he just what he... He didn't mush anybody this year, but he also didn't win many games.
That wasn't this year. That was the year before. Yeah. That's how, like, that feels so recent to me.
How about this, though? Dusty May, quote, at the microphone.
It's like a wrestler.
I have no hobbies. I wake up every morning starving to get better.
He's a liar.
He's a basketball lifer is what he is. Yeah, not a liar.
He's a liar.
Get out of
here.
I
shouldn't probably say that. We're probably lawyers need to be calling me right now.
He's
fibbing. Even Nick Saban has a hobby. He plays golf. He goes out to the lake. He goes on his boat. Those are hobbies. The greatest coach in the history of sport has hobbies. Come on, bro. Stop it. Think of another line.
Not this
next
guy. He eats basketballs for breakfast.
Yeah, sure.
720 watching on the fan cam all the way in Wyoming. What's up, fellas?
Yeehaw.
Doing well. Shout out to you, 720. Hey, how has Blake recovered from falling out of the chair during the broadcast?
He's wearing glasses today.
Is he?
It might be.
Is he on crutches coming in here too?
No,
did
he
roll his ankle last night?
Glasses on. I think he misjudged where he was
fallen and pooped. Mm-hmm.
Let's crosstalk with the Get Right next year in the Nation.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thanks, Chris. Fantastic job today filling in for Lucius Alexander. Lucius on vacation for the next week and a half. Time now to talk with the Get Right tonight's iteration. Reginald Atitula, Blake Elliott. How the hell are you boys doing?
Doing all right, fellas. Excited for baseball, man. Excited to be in that time of year. We made it, man. Shortest offseason because you won. We're best prospect.
Wait, hold on. What'd you win?
I think we won something that the Astros didn't. The World Series, I believe so, if I'm correct.
Okay, there's a segment tonight on we as your sports team. Is that what we're saying tonight?
I am not inclined.
We're not to use we to talk about your sports teams, right?
I'm not going to do a whole segment on that.
I've meant to text you on that so many times, the we and the us thing. We're not really supposed to do that. We're not part of the team.
I feel a part of the team.
Yeah.
Okay, what'd you do?
Okay.
It's something that I think we've all had to work out once we start doing the job.
They are going to do very well.
There you go.
They as an entity, me as a spectator.
Blake, don't let them do that to you.
You're going to fall back into it.
For sure.
It's okay. I will never say the word we ever again on this station.
No, you can say we.
I'm not.
Don't let him bait you into that. Never say the word we again. That's your problem and not mine.
Don't say we and us, okay? You should be a radio professional.
But you can say we and us if you're talking about Jaden Daniels' elbow.
Ooh.
Wait, I've seen that photo and it just looks fake to me. Especially in the modern era, my brain just goes, that's an AI photo. I don't have to believe it. Does that impede any performance?
That's a real elbow owner. No, it doesn't appear to. He's had it for... seemingly
why are
forever.
We just now seeing this? He's a Heisman Trophy.
It was hiding in plain sight, dude.
To be honest with you, I've seen him play for the last 2 years of his career.
That's what I'm saying. Have we gotten any other angles of this, or is it just that one photo where it feels like maybe we just got a weird photo and
that one angle
an odd
specifically
situation?
Show it
this might be the Tony
way.
Romo, John Machota, I'm too fat picture.
Yeah.
Oh, you think you could just be a bad angle?
Yeah. Bad angle, optical illusion. Yeah. I'm still not writing out AI as a possibility.
James Harden fat suit in Houston.
It's true. I didn't realize Johnny Matches is the one that put out the Romo photo.
I mean, Johnny took the picture. Yeah, Johnny, that's a good guess. Like, if you're looking at a photo of the Cowboys, Johnny Matches is a great guess on who put it out.
I've never seen somebody at a training camp practice get more quality pictures and videos of like guys making one-handed catches.
He's always in the right spot.
Always.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And you guys can attest how hard that is because it's not just like it's one field.
He is amazing the way him and David Hellman. Hellman was pretty good at it too. They usually were like right by each other, but Johnny used to get like, I remember watching tape and like I would see it on his Twitter feed before I'd actually see it on tape. I got to look forward to this tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they made it a little bit easier with that setup they gave us that we were kind of perched up.
Yeah, the higher setting.
The higher setting was nice. But yeah, Johnny, he's fantastic.
Well, Wooly, I got a question for you. We're going to be discussing it later in the show, but what food are you most excited for that the Rangers are debuting?
Oh, man, I am definitely interested. I love meatballs. Eric knows that. I think the garlic knot meatballs sound pretty fantastic.
That's number one on the list that you're going to have to try?
I think it might be. I can't, anything that's egg roll related or meatballs, I can't really say no. Mm-hmm. I'm tempted, I've got to probably try this.
What were your thoughts on the Golden Chick chicken tacos?
Okay, so the Golden Chick, the waffle chicken tacos, those definitely popped into my mind at first. The only reason I didn't answer that is, I was thinking, just specific Globe Life Field foods, which I guess Golden Chick is, but I also think of, Golden Chick as its own
individual
brand.
Can you get that outside of Globe Life Field? Do they offer that on the regular menu?
That's actually a great point. I don't think they do.
I'm a regular at Golden Chick.
I don't think they do.
I've never seen it.
So you're right. That is a Globe Life Field food then.
Gold Life exclusive.
Yeah, those would probably be my top two.
Yeah, even
outside
though
of the Hurtado tacos.
Even though I've already tried it, it's always the mozzarella sticks for me. I cannot wait to get back in the mix on those things.
Your wife is raising four children.
He used to be so happy
when I gave him my media slip. He's like, oh no, bro, really? No, seriously?
That's a direct quote. Oh no, bro, really?
Yes. But the idea that I can now pair the greatest mozzarella sticks of all time with the meatball garlic knot extravaganza that they got cooking up over there. I mean, those pair well together. Obviously, the Hurtado, the new Hurtado item, Melanesa taco, which is basically a chicken fried brisket taco. come on.
Yeah, that sounds pretty incredible.
That's a cheat code.
Whatever the $33 box thing sounds fascinating too, with the burgers and the footlong hot dog.
I'll take that down.
The
just
triple
on a
play,
Sunday
I think
afternoon,
it's called.
Non-doing soda. You know me.
I know you.
God, I'll have fun with that.
Oh, I've seen some of the box scores you put up after a fast
food. That's small work, isn't it, though?
I am a box stuffer.
You are, man.
That's Eric, small work on that, right?
What do you mean, the triple play?
The triple play.
Light work.
Yeah, it's got the two burgers. versus the nachos and the hot dog.
That's Eric nothing for you.
Definitely.
That's an inning and a half.
That is also the bathroom for the next two innings if you eat that in an inning and a half.
No, man.
You're definitely going to have to clear my schedule for the rest of the day.
We used to do these challenges. We used to do these challenges at spring training. And I swear, Eric could eat like a hot dog in two bites.
Okay.
Like
those videos we were doing?
Yeah. It's like, yeah. I turned around, I was kind of dolling mine up, making it right. But you had Eric to do like already the, had two bites. I'm like, it's done.
Yeah. You had to do the breakdown. Eric's just finished it.
So you're I'm gonna appreciate my food. I think
not at all. I just, Eric is the one that's like
inhaling.
We're stuffers. I'm not like marinating in the food.
Okay. So what's coming up on the show, Reg?
Knock up.
Yeah. Hopefully not exactly that line of conversation, but we will talk about.
You never make eye contact though, Reg. So that's
intentionally. So I'm trying to disincentivize any of that conversation. But we will talk about ballpark eats at 8:20 at Globe Life Field and around Major League Baseball because there's some other things.
There's some incredible dishes.
Yeah. So many good dishes. I can't wait. We are just one sleep away from opening day. Check out the Get Right. They'll be on 7 to 11. Can't wait to listen to you fellas on the drive home. DFW closes at 9. You guys are done at 9?
No, DFW closers, as in like big time players on various teams in the DFW.
Who are the closers? Okay, I thought I was like, did I just lie?
No, you're right. I just tried to double tease because I was like, I'd like to tease something else.
Really, really confused there for a second.
Volchuk just demonstrated poor closing ability.
Hey, I'm closing up strong right now. Shout out to Gavin Dawson, Brian Broaddus, Eric Chiafalo, Lucius Alexander. How about our buddy Chris? I love you, buddy. Carter Freeman, I'm Zach Volchuk until tomorrow. It's opening day. Hugs and hand pounds, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.